Welcome to Leaving Academia, the podcast about former academics finding successful post-academic careers. This podcast is brought to you by University Affairs Magazine, and I'm your host, Sabina Heichel. I earned my PhD last year, and now I'm a writer, editor, and cultural theorist. You can find out about my work at sabinaheichel.com. I was inspired to create this podcast when I left the Ivory Tower and discovered there are countless ABDs and PhDs who've successfully established themselves in a wide range of careers. Each podcast will feature an interview with one of those former scholars to find advice and inspiration for those who are thinking of doing the same. There's a lot more you can do with a PhD than just teach, so stick around for tips on finding and moving into a satisfying post-academic career. This week, I'm interviewing Polly Washburn, who went from a doctorate in linguistics to developing a career in film and television.
Hi, I'm Polly Washburn. I did 1 year of a PhD program at Rice University, and now I am a burgeoning television writer.
Excellent. So, Polly, tell me about your decision to leave academia. Where were you at in your degree program when you decided to call it quits?
Well, I did 1 year. I made it through 1 year, and then I took a leave of absence, and I never returned from that. I was studying linguistics in a very small program, so the other people already had their masters, and I was coming in without a master's, trying to be at the same level as them.
So you came into a PhD with a BA under your belt?
That is correct. And a little extra schooling after that, but not a master's level. I didn't even have a linguistics undergrad degree at the time. I guess as we talked them and did well on my, those GREs. Oh, that's good. I'm glad I don't remember what those are called.
What precipitated your decision to leave then?
I would say it would have been my oral exam was the final blow. I'd been writing papers throughout the year and doing okay with them, and I had kind of a philosophy when I went in that I only wanted to write things that lay people could understand. I didn't want to get so caught up in the lingo that I, you know, just got to this point where only people in my field could read my work. That was kind of what my value was going in. And basically in my oral review, they said my work wasn't academic enough. So they were kind of calling me on that, and even though they hadn't expressed a problem with it all along, at that moment they decided, oh, by the way, that's not academic enough.
I mean, were you struggling in the first place?
Not during the year. My oral exam, for whatever reason, I did one of those crazy things where you stay up for a week without any sleep studying, and then you think you're going to do really well on an oral exam, and that really didn't happen. So, yeah, I basically just froze up. So during the year, my grades were fine, and I was doing fine on tests and papers and whatever, but the actual, that was probably one of the most traumatic moments of my life was, you know, standing up in front of these people and trying to answer questions where, you know, I'd been a TA during the year, and they knew I could talk about this stuff, but for whatever reason, in that moment, just totally lost it, basically.
So was it after the oral exam that you said, forget it, I quit, I'm out?
That's when I decided to take my leave. Actually, no, I finished up. I think I still had to take maybe a couple of written exams. And so I did that and then started my summer vacation, basically. And one of the things was they had said maybe you should take the summer and take some extra classes during the summer and go to an institute. An academic institute, that is. But, you know, basically saying, like, kind of bone up over the summer. And I really didn't want to do that over the summer. I had already made some plans for traveling and stuff like that. So, that was kind of a make or break moment of deciding, like, no, not so much. So instead of taking them up on that offer, I said, you know, yeah, I'm actually going to take a year off and try to get my head together about all this stuff.
And then after a year, you thought...
Once I was out back in the real world, as I like to call it, then I realized I really wanted to be doing stuff that was much more hands-on. Like, I just felt, you know, even though what I was doing, wasn't necessarily my dream job, at least it felt, like, tangible. I could see tangible results happening. I could, be real. I could talk about real things. And I just suddenly realized how small that environment really was. And you know, just being able to reflect back on the year and what I had seen. And did I really want to end up as one of the people I had observed during the year? Was that the best I could hope for? Was that the most I could aspire to?
So how did you make the leap then from burgeoning linguistics to burgeoning television production person?
Well, I realized instead of studying language, what I really wanted to be doing with language, instead of dissecting it and trying to kill it and tice it up into little bits, I really wanted to be creating language on my own. So I did some journalism and wrote a novel, wrote some poetry, started doing that kind of thing, and then realized I really enjoyed script writing. So I'm working on a feature and just finished up with the Canadian Film Center's television program. So looking to work in television now. But yes, creating my own language instead of studying other people's language.
And do you have an online presence if people wanted to see any of Polly Washburn's films or writing? Would there be anything that people could take a look at?
Probably their best bet is to go to odyssia.blogspot.com. That's O-D-Y-S-S-I-A, odyssia.blogspot.com.
Do you have any words of wisdom for other people who are considering making the jump and leaving academia?
I think basically you have to ask yourself pretty early on, you know, is this something that's enjoyable to you? And if it's hell in the first couple of years, you're in trouble because you've got a lot more time to go. You know, I mean, if you're not enjoying it and if you're not looking at the people who are advising you and saying like, yeah, they're really doing something I'd like to do. And you know, I think it's actually probably easier to leave early than late because, you know, you've only invested so much time in it. And, you know, in some ways it was hard to walk away because I had a pretty good ride going there. You know, I wasn't paying out money. You know, and it was interesting to me on so many levels, but to just realize, you know, to look ahead and, you know, we did an academic conference that year and to say like, this is it, you know, publishing, going to these conferences. And so if you realize that's probably not the place for you, then it's better to just get out and explore your options in the wider universe. In the end, you know, it's like, you have to know that you're doing it for a reason, like that it will get you where you need to go. It can't be for its own sake. And so, you know, I definitely didn't go right after undergrad. I had already taken some time to think about it and gone back to school to prepare and stuff like that. So it's more, you know, it's more just, okay, this was one route I could have taken and I kind of had to find out whether it was going to be the right route or not. So I can't say I regret it in that sense.
Excellent. Thank you, Polly.
Thank you, Sabina.
Part of finding the courage to leave academia is about finding the courage to pursue a career in the things you really enjoy doing. If you love your subject area but you don't love the academic life, there are lots of ways to turn your passion into a post-academic career. Use that passion as a starting point for your career search. Until next time, best of luck. If you're interested in learning more about careers for academics, or if you'd like to tell your own post-academic success story, visit us online at universityaffairs.ca. The theme music for this podcast is by Kilometer, who can be reached at highschoolchampion.com.